Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
My name is O.
O?
Yes.
Okay,
how
hey,
can I
my
help
name's.
You?
Sure. Hey, my wife ordered something and we canceled it, and I was told twice now that we'd be reimbursed in my account. First time was in April 5th, and then 2 weeks ago, I was told again they would take 3 to 5 days, and now it's been 2 weeks. I'm waiting for that to be reimbursed into the account.
Okay, so I will be happy to assist. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code, please?
Yep, my first name is Stanley, or Stan, S-T-A-N. Last name, Rettew, R-E-T-T-E-W. And zip code, 46304.
Okay, just a moment. And if possible, do you know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
I'm going to say it was probably 501. No, wait. Shoot. No, I don't have that card anymore.
Okay, because I'm trying to buy your first, last name, and zip code, phone number, and none of the information that was provided is showing any service or charges, you know, issued.
Okay.
Which is... Mm-hmm.
Can you check? My wife probably ordered it, and maybe it was under her name.
Okay, may I have her first and last name?
Her name, first name would be Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R. Last name would be Rettew, R-E-T-T-E-W.
Just a moment. And can you verify your mailing address?
718 West Indiana Avenue, Chesterton, Indiana, 46304.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I do show that you signed up for sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. And of course, by doing so, enrolled in our meal planning service, Bites Hub, provides recipe guides, cut carbs, boost energy, etc. $59.89 a month, which has been canceled, and that was done on the 28th of April. I do show, in addition to that, there was a refund issued, which was in the amount of $54.89. Now, I understand that you stated you haven't received the refund, but it does take, I know, 3 to 5 business days, so your institution should have received the payment as of now. Due to, and that's going on, let me see, April, May, going on a month now.
Right.
And have you spoken with them? Were they able to provide any information?
No, because I talked to, is it Gabriel, two
mm-hmm.
weeks ago, and she said, no, I'm sorry, it was not refunded, and we'll have it refunded within 3 to 5 days.
Right, that was, I previously explained, that was submitted on the 28th, that's correct. That's what I'm explaining. You should have received that by now. That's why I asked, did you speak with your institution, and were they able to provide any possible information on the whereabouts of the refund that was issued?
No, because I look it up on my, I have my bank account online, and it did not show up on my bank account online. I can go back and ask them and talk to them, but... It hasn't showed up on my bank account yet.
That is what you will need to do, because it does show that the refund has already been processed and issued. And at this point, since it has been resubmitted, we are not, you know, wouldn't be able to resubmit up another refund. So they you
Okay.
would just need to consult with them. They should be able to locate the refund, since I do show it has been fully processed.
Okay, and what, just so I know when I go and talk to them, how will I know what it came from? It came from MIDHA? Is that MIDHA? Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure what it shows on the statement, but they should be able to locate the charge on there for the $54.89. That is the refund amount that you would be looking for.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'll go in there. I'll see them tomorrow and find out.
Not a problem. Just feel free to give us a call if you have any future questions or concerns. But foremost, if there is no further questions or concerns, again, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Hey, oh, thank you very much for your help.
You're most definitely welcome. Have a
Thank
good one.
you. Bye.